It's got European trainscapes and a $5 penis show.
That's an intense way to eat pizza. That's that 7-Eleven pizza, right?
He went into 7-Eleven, he walked over to the dude, and he was like, I'll take the whole thing.
Really?
He's like, I'll take the whole thing.
How much does a whole pizza cost?
Baba.
What? He said five bucks.
$5?
So that's the same as the going rate for the guy who offered you
to see your penis and play with it.
Yeah, because he wanted to look at your penis, right? He offered you $5. It's a pretty good deal. I mean, in my book.
It's a penis or a pizza.
Yeah, because you could have taken that $5. You could have shown that gentleman your penis, which has cost you nothing.
And had sex with him.
Yeah, I mean.
That was the second part of his
plan. Yeah, but I think it was understood that you'd get the $5 for just showing the penis. I think so.
Pizza is so overpriced that if you pay $5 for pizza, I'm such a picky pizza person.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not going to eat a $5 pizza.
No, I wouldn't eat that.
But if I was into penises, that's a deal.
Yeah. Well, because that $5 can get you, a big giant Red Bull. It can get you a small coffee at Starbucks. It can get you a lot of things. You can get a lot of things.
I'm into small coffee.
Just for waving your penis Red Bull around. And you're not liable to get money for displaying your penis more than once in your life, is my guess. For most people. I don't think that's a common thing. Where people are just like, hey, I'll give you money to look at your penis.
It depends, probably, but that's probably, it's not common.
Yeah, I just figure my point being, if it happens, seriously consider accepting the offer. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you have to accept the offer. I understand. I'm not saying I'm saying
it's a dangerous situation, you know.
It's worth more than it's worth consideration, because I think the default, as in the video we made with Mike, sort of dramatizing those events, I think the default is to react aggressively and you know, and that's sort of like an instinctual masculine, you know, sort of homophobic response, when I think the logical response should be like, well, wait a moment, sir. Wait a moment. Let's set the terms of this deal more. Let's clarify them. Maybe you can talk the guy up to $7. You know, what's the duration of penile visibility? Can it be right there? Or do you have to wander to some place? Is he trying to get you into a van or something? I mean, these are things that...
It was right out in the street, so he probably wouldn't do that. But that means you'd have to go off in a van with some dude.
Well, there's a bush. There was a bush near there, probably. You know, that sign. That sign was probably there at the time. That sign advertising some something.
You could have just gone back behind that Bailey's, the new Bailey's Elementary that's just in some building.
So, here's my point. I don't think a guy, if the guy meant to do violence to you, if his plan was, I'm going to get this guy behind that building, I'm going to shoot him in the fucking head.
Captain Beefheart radio?
I don't think that would work. That's a great idea. I don't think that would work. I don't think you could just, I don't think people, the average person would just wander behind a building and get shot in the face. I think if he's asking to see your penis, he's sincere about it. I could be wrong, though. I could be too optimistic, but
I think it would be clearer, you know, or it would be, if he was trying to trick you, it might be a little weirder. It was clear that guy was I like penises and I want to see your penis and here's $5. If I'm not mistaken, it didn't happen to me.
It sounded from the recounting to be pretty sincere.
On the way to work.
On the way to work.
B-Pop Radio. Captain Beefheart Radio.
Have we listened to that before?
No, that's it. That was that idea.
Trying
is
to be clever.
He's a clever guy. He's never come up with that. Because that's pretty good. That's when I came up
I'm
with
trying
like
to be like clever in a Pandora way.
When I came up with Mud Honey Radio.
Where you figured it.
Yeah, that was good.
Hey,
Mike, would you mind grabbing me a Red Bull from the box that's on the top shelf in the fridge?
This fridge is full now.
So the top fridge, all the way up? Yeah. Those are the cold ones.
Where's Jimmy?
Thank you. Off the fucking train.
He will make his way over here at some point.
It must be neat to ride trains all around the eastern seaboard.
Bruce Forsyth.
Because that dude totally, has been... even when he was, going up to New York, he was,
Maybe he was taking buses or something, but there's still like a fair amount of train riding going on.
Yeah, and you know, I've ridden the because at work they'll give me the Acela, so I've been up to like, you know, I go up to Philly and New York a fair bit, and it's pretty cool.
Newark.
The thing though is so, you know, most of my train riding in my life has been in Europe because, you know, you ride trains there, and I noticed that. The U.S. and at least Germany, Austria, that region have sort of opposite conceptions of how you should deal with train situations, right? Because in the U.S., one of the issues with riding the train is for much of it, if there's population, if there's housing, and it's mostly that all the way up and down, it's the derelict stuff, you know? A lot of abandoned housing, a lot of abandoned lots, falling down stuff, or just really not nice-looking neighborhoods, right? Yeah. So, 'cause in America, the idea is the closer you are to the train tracks, the more, like, trashy a person. It's nonsense, of course, but that's like, the stereotype.
That's the thing, yeah.
But when you drive it, when you ride a train through Germany or Western Austria, the houses that are next to the train tracks are immaculate. And you can see, like, right into their yards, and they have these beautiful hedges, and everything's clean. And that's not it's not true of every place in Austria and Germany. It's, like, really, like, the people by the train track seem to think, people are going to be looking into my house. I should keep it clean. I should keep it nice, you know? I'm not saying that's better or worse. It's just, it's different. It's, like, a funny thing.
Sweden is a very clean country. And, like the Netherlands seemed like it was pretty clean, like, except for just like the parts that were just kind of sleazy, like it was still pretty clean. And like most of Belgium was clean except for some dirty ass part of Brussels and the train station. But like Northern Europe's all clean, and then like the Mediterranean's like a little bit funky. Like
Prague is like a blending of both, because they have plenty of parts that are cleanish.
Rome's clean as balls, but the rest of Italy's funky.